It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Thanks for joining us today, everybody. My name is Chad Summers. Happy to have you back or joining us for the first time. Today is April 7th, 2023, also known as day two of the Masters, where three players are in the lead at seven under par. I heard there will be chances of thunderstorms today, so we'll see what happens there. I also want to say you can email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com anytime you want. And don't forget, we have new episodes every Tuesday and Friday, so do not miss an episode. Let's get right into birthdays. Another small list here for birthdays like our last episode, but that's okay. Jackie Chan is 68, and Russell Crowe is 58. Big fan of Russell. Hell of an actor. All right, we are starting a new segment, and it will always immediately follow the birthdays. It's called Also on This Day. So let's get started with that. Also on this day, in 1947, founder of the Ford Motor Company died at 83 years of age. That's right, Henry Ford. All right. Also on this day, in 1939, director of The Godfather, Francis Ford Coppola, was born. And in 1963, Jack Nicklaus won his first Masters. Jack went on to win five more, making him the most winningest Masters player ever. So yeah, moving on to the news. This one is from NBC News. Trump's trial is on a collision course with the start of the GOP presidential primaries. Huh. I wonder how that could have happened. If the Manhattan District Attorney's Office gets its way, Trump's trial will start in January, shortly before Iowa and New Hampshire start voting. Yes, 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 yes. If NBC's just coming out and saying it, you know, it's pretty obvious what's going on here. And it's really sad. All right, moving on in the news, this one from the Associated Press. Few details in San Francisco stabbing death of Cash App founder Bob Lee. This is absolutely crazy, and it's crazy sad. But this guy, he lives in San Francisco, and he sees that the city's going to hell. And he moves to Florida in October to be in a safer place, goes back to San Francisco on business, and gets stabbed randomly. They don't even have the murderer. This guy's just out on the streets right now. You know, could kill anybody at any time. Scary stuff, and it's very, very sad. He was only 43 years old. God. We got one here from NBC News. Climate change. This is a good one. This is a comedy headline here. Climate change is leading to more home runs, study finds. Oh, just go. I don't even want to read it. It's nauseating. But yeah, the warm air is causing the balls to fly further and allowing more home runs in professional baseball. Okay, moving on to the next story, and this one's kind of common. It's sad because there's like no end to it, but also a NBC News story. Israel launches rare airstrikes in Lebanon after rocket barrage hits the north. If I thought I had a solution to this, conflict, like ongoing conflict over there, I would spend time on it. But there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do. It's never ending. All right, this one comes from Fox News. Pretty sad. Rapper Coolio's cause of death revealed. Coolio died in September 2022 at 59 years old. He died of fentanyl poisoning is how he died. And in addition to fentanyl, he had heroin in his blood and he had meth in his blood. Look, that's a recipe for disaster. You know what I mean? What a dark place he was in. Okay, moving right along here. We've got the story of a moron coming up right now from Fox News. Michigan man charged with impersonating police after pulling over actual cop. That's correct. This dumbass put lights on the top of his BMW and pulled over a undercover cop. It was a woman. And she asked what precinct he was from. And he said, I'm going to go back to my car and get something. He jumps in his car, takes off. Well, she follows him. They end up eventually finding him switching license plates to another BMW he owned and arrested him right there. Now, the way things are going today, he'll probably get a slap on the wrist. But, you know, it's always been understood that you can do hard time for impersonating the police. You know, that's almost as bad as a crooked cop. Crazy. He should do some time. Definitely. All right. A headline from NBC News. New Mexico. Oh, God. This one's so bad. We've got the one following it is our last one. And that's good news, as you know, if you are a regular listener. If you're not, we have good news at the end of every episode to lead us into the weekend on a good note. All right. New Mexico police fatally shoot man after approaching wrong home. Really? A couple things went wrong here. Well, the obvious, they got the wrong house. Okay. And number two is the guy came to the door with a gun, and I think he was like 52. You never do that under any circumstances, like brandish a gun to the cops. They'll kill you. That's what they're trained to do, and they'll kill you. And that's what happened. That's just a terrible story, but we will get over it with this one, because this is a great news story. Not just good, it's great. All of you dog peeps out there are going to love this. Another AI good story. All dogs have completely unique nose prints like fingerprints, and there's an app to ID each pet. That is awesome. It is a AI thing. But yeah, it's like a database. Here, I'll read the subtitle for you. A South Korean startup has developed an AI-based app that scans your dog's nose prints and places it into a crowdsourced database that anyone can access to identify the owner of a lost dog. Sweet. That is great because, you know, I've witnessed people losing their dog, and it's terrible. It's like losing a family member. And so if this could help that not happen as much, that would be wonderful, because I am a dog person, even though I don't own one. I do like some dogs. All right. I think that's a wrap for today, folks. Get out there and have fun this weekend safely. Don't get all bombed and drive around like an idiot. Ride share, call a cab, or stay at home, whatever. But be safe, and Have a good weekend. Until next time, peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.